In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, I want to talk about some quintessential Christology that is in the Epistle to the Colossians. It speaks of who Christ is, what he did, and what we must do. It speaks of the incarnation. It speaks of the cross. It speaks of sin. But the Christian understanding of sin, not of things that we do, but of who we are, the person we are. That person, St. Paul says, was alienated. He says, you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, hath he now reconciled. That is our understanding of what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to reconcile us with himself. This is what it says. This passage from Colossians, which is actually for Wednesday of this week, obliterates this idea that Jesus Christ died on the cross in order to appease his Father's anger and therefore have us not be judged for our sin, because he takes on our sin and is judged for it, much as someone would substitute in a line of people to be executed and say, I will take your place, and you can be pardoned. What Jesus Christ did was reconcile us with himself. Let us look at the words of St. Paul and understand them. First of all, he says of Christ, he is the head of the body, the church. We understand this. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead? By the beginning, he means beginningless. He is the beginning of all things. He created all things along with the Father and the Spirit. And he is the firstborn of the dead, being the second Adam, the one that rose from the dead and caused all that are in Adam to have life. Or should I say, have the potential, the ability to have life. Then he says, in all things that he might have the preeminence. Certainly, our Lord is God. Over all things, he chose to appear to be not over all things when he became man. He chose to be a little lower than the angels. He chose to be buffeted and spit upon and slandered and mocked and blasphemed and killed. But he is preeminent over all things. He always was. And it says, St. Paul continues, it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. This is another way of saying that he is God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made. That he is God along with the Father and the Spirit. All the fullness dwells. If all the fullness of God dwells in Christ, then it must have dwelt from the beginning, or from, shall we say, the beginningless beginning, from before all things, because God does not change. Therefore, Christ always was and always will be God, with all the fullness of the Godhead within him. Now, here is an important phrase that St. Paul gives that is not understood. And I think the reason for people's mediocre lives is because it is not understood. Because St. Paul later makes a connection with how we should live morally because of what Christ has done. He says, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. This is describing what our Lord did in his ministry. He reconciled all things to himself. This is why the only path, the only way of life, is to follow Jesus Christ, to become like him. He gave us the ability to become like him by dying on the cross and changing human nature in a fundamental way, an invisible way, but nonetheless fundamental and more real than the flesh you feel with your fingers. We can be changed. We can become full of light. We can be completely reconciled to God. And what is this thing that needs to be reconciled? Our sin needs to be cast out. Our sin needs to be put away. That's the line that I recently said to you. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by your wicked works, hath he now reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. These are wondrous words. The Lord has made human flesh able to take wings like an eagle, to become completely alive, to be what we were born for, to know God, to be in him, and he in us, and for us to be in his presence and to be without shame, but only to have joy. This is only possible if we put off sin that alienates us from God. And we are capable of doing that because of our Lord's action, not only on the cross. This was not an event that happened only in a matter of a few hours, but in because of our Lord's entire ministry and his incarnation. We are now capable of being with God. This is wondrous. Now, how should we react to this? This is the moral part that Paul brings in. He always does this. If you look at his epistles, this is less complicated than some of his other epistles. But sometimes there's very complicated, dense theology with lots of types and lots of allegory. And just really brilliant stuff. And it's hard to understand sometimes. But then he always ties it together. And here he is tying it together. He says, in the body and in his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. So this is our part. Because of what Christ has done for us, we must live according to the gospel. Christianity has never, ever been divorced from morality, except in this new age of several hundred years, where people can call themselves Christian and yet not say that they must live a moral life. It's a travesty that this is happening. And it even happens among the Orthodox, because people live lackluster lives with very little prayer, very little fasting, very little attempts to love their brethren, live secular lives, and yet they claim to be Christian. It cannot be. If we believe what Jesus Christ has done for us, then we would want to live according to who he is. This is why theology, properly understood, is so important. We must understand it, and then we must act upon it. We should be full of joy, full of gratitude, and that gratitude should motivate us to want to follow the way of the cross, which is the way of our Lord. And if we understand completely what has happened to us, how our flesh, which was alien, was far off from God, has been brought near because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, we will want to do what he does. We will want to live as he lives. This is the best way for a person to become good. To know that the Lord is good and has done good for us. Anything else, it gets old. We can only do so much because we are commanded to do so. We can only do so much because of fear. We can only do so much because of obligation. If it's in our heart, though, if the gratitude is in our heart that our Lord has brought us close to him, and we feel it,
nothing can stop us from doing good. So may God help us to understand this gospel that the Apostle Paul has given us, that the Lord, in his own flesh, by dying on the cross, has reconciled us to himself, not so as for us to avoid judgment, but as for us to be brought into his embrace, because he loves us.